Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer, unfriendly black hotties.
Today we're unfriendly because I fear I have become too tired for the big pride celebrations in my advanced age. I'm Nandi K.
And I'm Vance Go. Yeah. I mean, I don't even go to the big ones. I'm not going to hold you. Like, I haven't gone to a pride event, like a big pride, and I can't say on this. Like,
I also could not tell you. I was thinking about it while I was getting ready for this episode, and I was like, And the memories I do have, blurry, intoxicated. Images that I do have for when I was there, blurry, can't see well.
At least sound like you be having fun. I don't even be having fun. I think I might have tried to go last year, and I went to the front, and they were like, it's $100. And I was like,
no.
I think it's homophobic.
Very homophobic. It's very transphobic as well.
Right. Like, why would you ask anybody from the community to pay that much money? Like, you need to be charging straight people this.
Yeah. Or white.
Yeah.
Maybe can pay. Happened to sliding scale? Are we off sliding scales now?
Absolutely. They were like $100. And then I said something, and they were like, I think someone online was like, not finger wagging me, but they were like explaining to me with my stupid brain, like, the sponsors dropped out because of the federal government.
Who cares? I'm not the government. I don't have government coins. What does that have to do with me, a participant?
A queer person. Like, this is for us. It should
actually
be
queer, not the fucking gays, bitch. Those fucking log cabin faggots, they have money. Make them pay $1,000 so everyone else can get in.
Period. Right. So yeah, I didn't even go. Like, I'm not going because, like, how dare you? So yeah, that's the big pride events. Same to all.
Yeah, I think the last time I tried to go to a pride event, something happened, and we ended up like running too late, and maybe it was also raining, and we ended up just like going to brunch, which I think is basically what is the old version. Like, what's more my speed of like, how do I want to spend a pride time? Yes, let us sit down over a meal.
I think brunch is like in spirit of pride. Like, I think it's like in alignment. So it like makes sense. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, we just go to brunch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if y'all can't tell, we're kicking off Pride Month by talking about pride. We're going to have a whole month full of that gay shit. Not that that's any different than any other regular time on this podcast, but
right,
we'll probably have some special guests. I'll pop out so that Vance can have some conversations with some of our fellow queers, and same, I'll be talking about lesbians, and Vance will be talking about maybe gays. I don't know what men do.
what do you guys talk about? What is Pride Demon? Well, I feel like why do we celebrate Pride is probably the better way to frame that. Because, like, anyone that listens to this podcast should, hopefully, like, they know. Because why wouldn't you know this?
Unless you're a homophobe.
Hopefully, if you're a homophobe, you don't listen. But if you do listen, hopefully you're learning and you're coming around. I don't know why.
And coming out of the closet. That's probably what's happening. That's probably what's the true thing of what's happening. You're not straight if you listen to this podcast.
That's true.
Hate to break it to you.
I mean, yeah, I got some news for you.
Hate
sister.
To break it to you. But yeah, Pride. LGBTQ Pride is the positive stance against discrimination and violence towards lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people promoting self-affirmation, dignity, equal rights, and increased visibility. It's celebrated globally to commemorate the movement for LGBTQIA+ rights. Why do you call it the Pride Demon?
Like, do you know, you know this, no?
Well, yes, but I was like, you're deep
in internet lore. Of course. The conservatives and their inability to create anything that's new, you know, mm-hmm. they only destroy. They try to make a meme, and it said Pride Month, and then it was the word demon was highlighted, and the yes. gays was like, oh, you cooked.
Yep, because that's the last thing we need, because right in the middle of Pride Month, if you put them together, demon is right there. And I personally, Pride Demon is my sexuality.
A banger.
I can say, and my gender.
You are a Pride Demon for sure, but like it's a banger. Like,
yeah, if
you
say like Pride conservatives Demon, ate with that. They be coming right. out with some fire gay shit, like
unintentionally. Yeah, I mean they're yeah. very they're also very gay.
yeah. They are a lot. I mean, we know what happens at all the Republican National Conventions. They shut Grindr, Scruff, Sniffies.
Right. The shut white down. Ones. The white one. You see Jack. All the white they don't ones. Do nothing to Jack.
Is Jack the black one?
Jack is black and brown.
Yeah. Let me find out.
Yes.
You I'm learning Jack. Something new. I don't hang out with men, so I don't that's fair. Really well, know. But I need I'm to not- get on Jack. Maybe I can find...
I think you can, maybe. I'm not on Jacked because similar to all the other ones, it's hateful.
Okay, never mind. I won't.
No, it's the same.
There.
It's the same thing, but black, right?
And I don't then, like, want people niggas, being mean to me.
Oh my, they so because mean. They I have be a on vagina. There. The niggas be on there cussing. They be cussing everybody out. Like,
oh no,
like vagina. I'm sick of you faggots. This, oh. and it's just like hateful torsos, just like going in.
Oh my god,
on everyone in a 10 mile radius.
This is like that song from A Strange Loop.
Which one?
It's the one where he's on, where he's like too fat, too black, your dick too small.
Yeah,
it's called. Hold on, I'm finding it. I'm finding it. Also, Bob the Drag Queen was recently talking about A Strange Loop and mentioned Tyler Perry Writes Real Life.
Oh, that's a funny song.
Yes, so good.
I think that whole play is very funny.
Exile in Gayville. That's what it's called. Exile in Gayville.
Story.
Where he's like on the apps and... Mm-hmm. They're just a lot of mean, hateful things being said.
Yeah, it's hateful there. well, Pride Demon, do you observe?
As I mentioned, my back hurts. You know, I'm tired. I need my 8 hours. I can't drink all day. I can't drink on an empty stomach. All of these ingredients combine to make gross. It so I do not... observe the big pride celebrations anymore. I like to think that I do gay shit all the time.
Yep.
I mostly only hang out with other queers. Even the quote unquote straights in my life. Sugar, I got news okay. for you, buddy.
Right.
So sweet. Yeah. Nobody around me is straight. So I feel like I'm constantly, doing pride every day. I'm constantly saying, break up with that man. Find yourself a nice lady. Denounce your gender now.
Mm-hmm.
Is Use that your gender? What's your pronouns? You know, so I feel like I participate in those kinds of ways as like a part of the gay agenda.
Fair.
And you?
Similar. I think, very similar to everything you said about pride. I'm still in the military, and we have drill weekend every Long Beach Pride, so that's, I always miss it.
That's on purpose, you know.
Yeah, because they're homophobic.
Yeah, they're definitely doing that. They're making the like circle of homophobia, anti-blackness is right a there. Full circle yes, whenever you have to have drill middle. On those days. Wow.
Yeah, so it's always drill weekend. And on drill weekend, I don't like to be perceived because I'm there all day, right?
Sure.
So at night, I go home and hibernate. But
yeah,
I don't know, just Long Beach Pride this year actually was canceled at the last minute.
I saw that. I saw that. It was all over the interwebs.
Somebody at the office who was planning it did not like file a certificate. She didn't file a permit, license or something. Baby. A permit, yes. And then like Long Beach is gay as fuck. So I think that they were saying the city was trying to work with them. And I don't know. They didn't do it. So they did the festival or the parade, but not the big one. I said, come on. Because, like, where else is, like, Jennifer Hudson going to get booked?
Lord. Right. I mean, her talk show is still surprisingly somehow on, but...
But for music?
Yeah. Yeah, because she doesn't have any good songs.
Nobody's booking. I want to say.
She has no bangers.
Jennifer Hudson, Long Beach Pride, Ryder Pride, Jaheim.
Not Jaheim. Why is Jaheim at Long Beach Pride?
No, he just be doing Pride, but...
I did not know that he just be doing Pride.
Is it Jaheim? I think I got the wrong black
army. Oh, my God. You just
Tank.
Mixed...
I meant Tank.
Oh, that no, makes but, sense. Tank think, would be doing it.
I think Jaheim has done it. I'm going to look it up. Don't hold that to me.
Jaheim.
Tank for sure be doing
Pride. Wow, that's so funny. Tank definitely, like... is happy to just Tank just be happy to be there.
Yeah.
He outside of Pride and outside of his general like chillness, because he's also a small nigga. So I think about like how probably like he has an unnatural allegiance to losers. Like outside of that, like he's a big Chris Brown fan. He loves about how good R. Kelly is. Yeah. When it comes to like, he brought Trey Songz out at the Verses. You know, like he's friends with Tyrese. Exactly. Tyrese, yeah. They're best friends. Oof. So if you look around him, there's a lot of men, genuine, who just obviously all the pieces ain't quite there.
Damn. I don't know
he be at Pride.
He do be at Pride. That's like a plus for sure.
And he can really sing. So that's like really quality entertainment for Pride.
I mean, you
and
know
he'll
gays.
Have his shirt off probably, right?
The gays love all of that. And the gays are also very picky about their singer. So
yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Jennifer Hudson. Sorry.
That's why Jennifer Hudson's always getting booked.
Black Pride. Do y'all got Black Pride? I know y'all do, but do y'all do Black Pride?
We don't have Black Pride in Jacksonville that I know about.
Really?
Not that I know about. Now, I'm not going to say it doesn't exist, but I'm saying I don't know about it.
LA has Black Pride, and Black Pride is in July instead of June. I appreciate that because it's clear. They're not mixing. They're not crossing streams. So... I actually do attend Black Pride events because they're always free.
Interesting.
They'll be at the park and they'll have all the orgs there. And then, you might play some Connect Four and cuss out a stranger. Like, Black Pride is it's always like a good, wholesome, like,
okay,
time.
I lied.
Y'all do.
I lied.
Of course y'all do.
I said that I don't know. So it looks like our Black Pride is in March, which is...
Okay.
Not a great time,
yeah,
as you can imagine.
It's not the summer.
And it rains a lot.
Yeah. I feel like you need to be outside for Pride.
You do.
Be able to be outside for sure.
Interesting. Yeah, it looks like there's Duval Black Pride. It looks pretty recent, though. Anyways, I haven't been. But... maybe I'll check it out next time. It doesn't look like they've had it recently from what I'm seeing. But, hey. Okay, they said, what should the theme be? But I'm not seeing anything about what it is. So, hey. Good luck.
They're asking y'all for a theme?
Sure are.
Asking for a theme is the blackest, gayest shit.
I agree.
I had someone was like, agree. I'm having a housewarming. And then I was jokingly like, what's the theme? And then they came up with a theme. And then we came dressed up to the theme. And I'm like, a housewarming is the theme. It's already themed. And it's like, nah, it's double themed.
Yeah. Yeah, but in New York, I used to go to Black Pride. I used to go to like Brooklyn Black Pride. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would do the Dyke March sometimes too, because they have more like lesbian specific stuff. Mm-hmm. Where I can like be out with the black lesbians specifically. And there's the Mermaid Parade, which I don't know if the Mermaid Parade actually is Pride, but it's, as you can imagine, mermaids are very gay.
Yeah.
That happens at like Coney Island, which is also super fun. Yeah, Coney Island. I've gone to that. So I've done most of my prides in New York City, and it's been quite a while. Yeah, like I said, the last time I was supposed to go to one here, we just went to brunch.
I feel like New York has a fun pride. I've never been, but
it's a little overwhelming.
I could imagine.
The city is a little bit too big to be having like, because like where the parade happens, which is like downtown Union Square, 14th-ish Street, 5th, 6th Avenue, like midtown, downtown. But like where you're gonna go to like bars, sure, there are some bars in that area, but where are the gays gonna go? We wanna go to the Village because Stonewall is literally down there, right? Yeah. So like, walking for all the way from maybe, let's say you're at 26th Street. You've been drinking for God knows how long. The parade is over. Now you're walking all the way down to the Village. That's like 30 or 40 blocks, right? Because you're not going to get a car.
Right.
Then there's so many bars. And this is why, like, for me, my prides kind of run together. And I kind of just, like, remember, like, going into bars, it's dark, the music is loud, maybe I kiss some random strangers, I don't know. It's all very blurry. It's just like going in and out of places, having a lot of drinks, kissing gays. Oh, but I did love to kiss gays on the mouth back in the day. That's the other thing. Can't be kissing people on the mouth.
Yeah, the gays love kissing each other on the mouth.
I love it too, but not in this economy and not in this climate.
They still doing it, Nandi. Nope. I'll be going out and they just be, and I think they could tell by my face, so they don't do it to me.
Hey.
But because I'll be like, I don't know you. Please don't kiss me. Like, and then my friend caught mono. And then like, and we're all in the same group. And I was like trying not to be messy, but I'm like, hey, there was a mono outbreak in this group. Like, y'all need to stop kissing each other on the mouth.
Yeah.
And my friend thought I was being like shady. I'm not being shady.
It's not being shady. I dated someone who had mono years and years and years and years ago. This was like one of the first people I ever dated. And that was like such an insane thing. I was like, how does this happen? The kissing disease? I was like, I kind of go in on her.
Like high schoolers. My roommate, my former roommate that you know, caught mono. Messy. And that bitch be kissing, right?
Ew. I was like, ew. And mind you, I love kissing and I miss kissing strangers. However, in the era of COVID-19, hantavirus, Ebola, bitch, I surely cannot. If I wanted to kiss my friends on the mouth, we too would get many tests.
I'm just not team, like, not to say I don't like kissing, but I'm just not team go out in public and kiss a person.
Kissing like, even people you don't know on the mouth is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't, my frontal lobe is now fully formed. We're in a pandemic. There's more on the way. I can't kiss unidentified strangers in the mouth. And that does lessen my pride experience, and I would rather not be there. Gotta say it. Ruins it for me. No point.
I think it's full circle. That's like part of why like you don't be at the... But same. Like
When am I going to kiss men? That was also my only time to kiss gay men. It's like I never kiss men anymore. It's like gay men are so safe because I'm one of them.
Also, big pride, LA, full of whites.
Well, LA cannot be stated enough.
Yeah, it cannot be stated enough. Full of whites and non-whites, but also like they align with the whites and
yeah,
they're not my people.
No. What do you have any like messy pride stories?
Just one. I don't frequent pride enough, right? So sure. I had a hard time thinking, but actually, a little bit of lore coming out. Lore. This had to be 2015. I was about 25. When I first started, I only had like one serious ex when like, you know, we lived together. Mm-hmm. And when we first, our first date was at a Black Pride event. And it was a white party. And, you know, my little 25-year-old little radical ass was like, I ain't going to no fucking white party.
Oh, my God.
So why it got to be a white party, brother? So
oppression is up, brother.
Right.
Struggle is up.
So my dumbass ended up going, of course, because I was trying to get with this person. So I went, and this person took me to their friend's house, and there was just a bunch of gays. And you know how the gays are. Like, they be looking like, who is that? So that's kind of what they was doing.
Yes. And then, you are a little snack.
Right, 25-year-old too. So they was all with it, and then you know, we were there. Then we left, and then I think on the way there, the person I was dating, dumbass, was like, "Oh, my friends, they really like you. Like, I could hook you up with them, something like that." And then I dragged them, and I was just like, "Nigga, I'm going to a white party that I don't want to be at. Like, for your dumbass, why would you tell me that your friends are interested and they're available? Like, why would you even suggest that, dumbass?" And then I think that was the first time I clearly was like, I like you. So then I felt like an energy shift there. But anyway, later that night, we kissed at the club, and this messy bitch posted it online. And I think he tagged me.
Yo.
And I was not out, right? And my mom called me.
Whoa, your mom called you because she saw this?
Yeah, or somebody saw it and sent it to my mom. And then my mom called me, but
she said, "What, you out there sucking dick?"
Right. And we don't have a good relationship. So she was like being weird about it. And I'm like, what do you call it? So anyway, that was it. Like, basically, this nigga outed me.
The fact that your mama called you about this, I'm like, do I have any messy pride stories? I feel like the only messy pride story I think is like, I was dating some light skinned person, and they
first mistake.
Well, yeah. And we went to some bar in the village. We had went to a few bars, and we went to like another bar, and their friend was there. Now, later, I did end up dating this friend. That was a mistake.
Is this big the messy part? Mistake.
Big mistake. But the only messy part was that this person was also from Florida, and we kept getting in an argument because we're not from the same part of Florida, number one. Every part of Florida is not the same. I don't claim to know shit. Anyway, we kept getting in drunk arguments because this person wanted to argue with me about Florida. And I'm just like, I'm here with my new person. I'm light skinned. I'm talking to. Okay. We're trying to have fun. You're over here arguing with me. Apparently, it was because she liked me. Anyway. Yeah, it was mostly just we were just arguing the whole night, which I think is very on brand for me, unfortunately, as well. And I kissed a bunch of strangers, but that was also normal for me at the time as well. So
I was going to say, can we talk about how, like, I actually hate it when people like you and they think they're arguing is flirting.
Annoying.
I hate it. Cause I'll be ready to swing.
I'm like, in fact, hate you now. So
right, like, why do you think, like, we're not in third grade? Like, if you like me, why don't you say that or just be nice to me?
If you like me, you need to be interested because first of all, I'm autistic, bitch. I take everything literally. You're mean to me. I'm like, this person is mean to me because they don't like me.
Right.
I'm not reading anymore. I'm taking it at face value. We don't even know each other. I'm not over here trying to decipher that shit from you. Okay?
Why should you? Like, you're being an asshole to me. I just assume you're an asshole. I actually don't want to date an asshole. Not even sorry. Just like, you're kind of a jerk.
Yeah. And I'm like, why are we doing this when we're gay? It's free yourself from mental slavery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Struggle is up, my brother. Please. Okay. So I guess, like, to wrap it up, what does it mean for you to be a proud queer, and how do you spend your pride these days? Like, what are your pride plans this year?
I'm gonna do what I always do and, like, stay in the house. But I will say, similar to what you said, like, I think just existing and being you and not being ashamed, right? And, like, loving yourself, I think people see that, and that just lets them, that gives them permission to be that way and are a model to be that way. So that, and then as far as pride, I know, cause I'm in a group that's, mixed, like, race wise, like, it's black and black and browns. They little gay ass is probably going to invite me to some dumb shit.
I'm sure.
If I might go to one of them things, but you I'm might. Like I said, uninterested in OG
You're good
pride.
For sliding through though, just for the sake of, which yeah, was important. I mean, and I'm so glad you do that. Cause baby, I need to start doing that more. Because I'd be
I do it for the lore all the time. I'm like, you know what? I might get a funny story out of this.
The lore is not even good anymore.
It's not. No, you see, I don't tell.
My lore is so good. Like, my past lore is so deep and, like, good and messy. I'm just like.
But, you know, you might meet someone and hit it off with them. And I don't even mean, like, romantically. I just mean, like, you might.
But you're right. I got to start thinking more positive. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, all of that. How about yourself?
Yeah, this year, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I'll host a little brunch at my house with some of my favorite local queers. I only have like three of them.
Do it. So that's a perfect number.
I think that could be cute. I could have a little brunch at my house. So maybe I'll do that. That sounds cute. And yeah, I think just being super subversive, like, I just think nobody knows what to expect from me in terms of queerness. I will pop out with whoever I want to pop out with. Currently looking for a partner to take care of me and my partner. And they are looking for the same. So if y'all are out there, you're rich, you're black, you're older, maybe in your 50s, maybe in your 60s. Hey, that's like, that for us is like, hey, how can we expand our family in a queer way? That's also really what I'm thinking about, is like living more like queerly. Like, I've been thinking a lot about queer in the family, because, you know, I'm like, I want us to have a farm. You have like tiny houses on the farm, and I really want this to happen. And I was talking to another one of our friends this week, a trans woman, and she was like, it's been a rough year. And I was like, well, I'm about to get this farm in a couple of years. So if you want to come live in a tiny house on the farm, like, come out here. You're more than welcome. But yeah, queer in the family is like really important to me right now. Just like other ways to do family outside the nuclear family.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, today's episode is sponsored by the Pride Demon, who encourages you to throw a brick at a straggart today. I second this. We can't say who the Pride Demon is. Who is it? I don't know. We happen to have similar thoughts on what you should do. Wow. Huh.
Vic, they start producer at Audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman. I've been Vance Go. You can find me at IG and Threads at Sir.
And I'm Nandi Gay. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky at Nandi KAYYY. You can follow us on Instagram at Right Quick Podcast. Happy Friday, y'all. We'll see y'all.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santee. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at The Agenda Productions.